President Bush this morning convened a bipartisan group from Congress to discuss the U.S. anti-Iraq resolution. Yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle spoke angrily about the president's claims that Senate Democrats were not interested in the security of the American people. Daschle demanded an apology. President Bush today said his administration is working with members of both parties in the interest of national security.
The security of our country is the commitment of both political parties and the responsibility of both elected branches of government. We are engaged in a deliberate and civil and thorough discussion. We are moving toward a strong resolution.
NPR's Don Gagne is at the White House. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Was there more to the president's message?
He really restated what he has said and what we heard from British Prime Minister Tony Blair earlier in the week, restating the threat and calling for quick passage by Congress of the resolution of the draft resolution that the White House sent up there last week, giving him authority to take whatever action is necessary against Iraq, and by the United Nations, where negotiations are still underway as to what may be written up, what may ultimately be presented to the full body up there to vote on. But again, the president said the danger to the country is grave, that it is growing, that Iraq possesses biological and chemical weapons, that they have the capacities to launch an attack in as little as 45 minutes, and that the country has ties to terrorist organizations. So it was really a restating of all that.
Why this meeting so hastily arranged this morning?
Right. We got a page, all of us, at about 8:15 this morning telling us that this meeting was coming up in 2 hours. That is pretty short notice for this kind of meeting. It may have been, in part, a response to the back and forth, the criticism between the Hill and the White House yesterday, specifically Senator Daschle over the alleged politicization of all of this discussion of the war on terror and homeland security and all of that. Now, it is also possible that because the president really does want to get this through Congress quickly, he felt it important to have one last meeting. He's actually getting out of town for 5 days. He'll be at his ranch over the weekend, and he'll be doing some campaigning around the country for the next couple of days. So they may have wanted to get it in before he gets out of town as well.
Was Daschle at this meeting today?
Daschle was not at this meeting. Technically, it was members of the House from both parties, but also absent was Democratic House Leader Dick Gephardt, who has been pretty supportive of the president in terms of taking action against Iraq, but he was not there. And this though still may have been at least a bit of a response to Daschle. It wasn't, I should say, the apology that Daschle has said he is looking for from the president because of some comments the president made earlier in the week about the Senate not being concerned about the security of the American people. But the president did say there will be a debate. It will be thorough. It will be deliberate. He said it'll be conducted with all civility, was the word he used. And he said in a manner that will make Americans proud and understand that threats to the U.S.'s future are understood by members of both parties. So that may have been a bit of a response to what Daschle was saying yesterday.
So maybe Gephardt was in solidarity with Daschle? You don't usually refuse an invitation to the White House.
This is true, and we have not heard from Daschle, or I'm sorry, from Gephardt, why he wasn't there. But as the president was speaking, Daschle was on the Hill having a press conference, a pre-scheduled press conference with Senator Daschle. It was on all the cable stations and was preempted by the president coming into the Rose Garden.
NPR's Don Gagne at the White House.